You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The football world held its breath when Patrick Mahomes was woozy walking off the field on Sunday, and they didn't get much of a chance to exhale when Andy Reid quickly updated his quarterback status yesterday.
He's in protocol there, so and we'll just follow that and see how he does here the next couple days.
With Mahomes now officially in the NFL's concussion protocol, he'll have to make progress through each section of the league's five-step process without any problems in order to take on a larger workload and eventually get cleared by an independent neurologist. According to the NFL's data from the 2015 through 2019 seasons, the median length of time for quarterbacks to emerge from the concussion protocol is 7 days. Mahomes himself has suffered one reported concussion in his career during the 2014 college season at Texas Tech. Now, he did return to play in the team's next game, but that was 2 weeks later because of a scheduled bye. Mahomes also hurt his toe on Sunday, but Reid said he does not think that that will be an obstacle to play against the Bills. Make sure you mash that refresh button at arrowheadpride.com all day long for the latest news and updates. In Houston, fans upset with the team's handling of Deshaun Watson held a march in support of their quarterback, even though Watson himself asked them not to. In a social media post yesterday, he wrote, quote, "I'm hearing there is a march planned on my behalf in Houston today. Although I am humbled, I ask that whoever is organizing the march cancel for the sake of public safety. COVID is spreading at a high rate, and I don't want any fans to unnecessarily expose themselves to infection." That is a smart and classy move by Watson. And let's be honest, Texans fans, it's not going to do any good. If the team cared about you at all, they wouldn't have traded away your best receiver and all your draft picks for a bag of cats, and they definitely wouldn't have alienated their 25-year-old quarterback in the first place. BattleRedBlog.com is your go-to source to find out what stupid thing the Texans do next. Speaking of fans that care, once again, the good people of Buffalo proved they are, in fact, the best fans in the National Football League. In less than a day after the Bills defeated Lamar Jackson's Ravens in the divisional round, members of Bills Mafia donated about $360,000 to one of Lamar's favorite charities, the Louisville Chapter of Blessings in a Backpack. The organization's mission is to mobilize communities, individuals, and resources to provide food on the weekends for elementary school children across America who might otherwise go hungry. Lamar himself noticed the donation and was very appreciative, tweeting, "Appreciate the Bills Mafia. Means a lot to not only me, but those kids as well." A couple other headlines for you before we go. The 49ers filled the coaching vacancies created when defensive coordinator Robert Saleh and passing game coordinator Mike LaFleur left for the Jets. Inside linebackers coach D'Amico Ryans has been promoted to defensive coordinator, and run game coordinator Mike McDaniel will be the new offensive coordinator, although Kyle Shanahan will still call the plays. And finally, the NFL announced changes to this year's scouting combine in Indianapolis thanks to COVID-19, mainly that there will be no scouting combine in Indianapolis. The league said Monday that all on-field workouts will be conducted at on-campus pro days. All interviews between the prospects and team officials will be conducted virtually, and the medical exams, which NFL folks will tell you are the most important part of the combine, are expected to be conducted in a combination of virtual interviews between players and the team's medical staff to go along with exams done at medical facilities near the prospect's home campus. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, January 19th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show, available on all major podcast platforms. And leave a rating and a review for us too, please. Stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation. We are going to power rank all of the head coach openings so far and talk a little about the two teams that haven't hired a head coach. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smart Water Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smart Water. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smart Water Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.